Chair Talk, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Gervase Heddle, who's the Executive Director at Gretlund Gold. Hello, Gervase, and how are you today?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. We're speaking this today because of the news that you released regarding the Bromus project. I mean, you guys have come out with the exclamation mark that this is a massive find at the Bromus project. So that's got investors excited this morning. And in the UK at the moment, GGP stocks up more than 10%. So could you give us an overview of that announcement this morning, please?
Sure, absolutely. Well, let me just correct the use of the word massive. I've seen some people interpret the headline as saying we found something that's massive. The term massive actually is a technical term, and it refers to the type of mineralization that we've seen in one of the holes. So in the third hole, we're just as a bit of background, we're drilling four holes at Bromus targeting an aeromagnetic sort of anomaly that was picked up, and some and you'd look it looks like an interesting target for nickel. And we're putting four holes down in there, four diamond drill holes. And what we found in the third hole is what's called massive sulfide mineralization. Now, that doesn't mean there's a massive amount of mineralization. It's a style of mineralization. We've got 3.5 meters of this massive sulfide mineralization, which has been intersected from 185 meters downhole. Massive sulfide mineralization, in essence, it refers to, in essence, a block of material that's greater than 66% sulfide minerals. Now, you may say, why does that matter? Which is, and the reason that matters is that's because that's typically the style of mineralization that you will find major, sulfide, nickel sulfide deposits
Positives,
in.
yeah.
If you're going to find, if you're going to find a nickel sulfide deposit, you'll probably find it within massive sulfides. Now, that doesn't mean that there's nickel in there. We have to do the tests, send it away to the labs and see what's actually in it.
Yeah.
But it's the right style, it's the right block of material, it's the right sort of thing that we're looking for.
So historically, when you find that kind of deposit, there's usually a good indication that you're onto a good thing.
Well, you would hope so.
You'd
It's
hope so, yeah.
certainly in going. I call it a necessary but not sufficient condition. We've already had two of those now. So the first thing we wanted to find was ultramafic rock,
Yeah.
and we found there's a lot of ultramafic rock there where we're drilling. The next thing we wanted to find was massive sulfide mineralization. We've now found the massive sulfide mineralization, and that mineralization we believe explains at least a portion of the electromagnetic anomalies that we've seen. The next thing that we want to see, and the critical thing, is that we actually want to see something of value in the massive sulfide mineralization. In particular, we'd like to see a high level of nickel in that. And by high level, we mean somewhere between 2% and 5% nickel.
Okie dokie. So you raised, I think it was 1.2 to pursue this, well, not necessarily this, but your drill program going forward. Yeah. And
That's right.
you raised at a certain price, you put out warrants, and with today's move in the share price, there's a likelihood maybe next year or later this year, once you get to that trigger, you're going to get some more monies in via the warrants. Will that enable you to then
Yes, look.
accelerate even further than the project?
Yes, well, that's where the warrant model
Works,
works
yeah.
well if you do have success, which is as the and another company in this space, Metal Tiger, has seen that
Yeah.
where you choose shares and warrants. And if you do have success and the share price rises dramatically, then people exercise those warrants so you get more cash coming in the door to fund more exploration activity, to fund other projects. And yeah, so look, we would hope that, certainly, this time next year that, we found something significant and the share prices are a lot higher and the people are exercising their warrants and that contributes to the cash at bank. But it's all dependent on finding something that is significant from an economic perspective.
Absolutely. Now, as with all your projects that you've got under the GGP banner, yours is 100% owned. Yeah. So
Yes, that's right.
going forward, then, you have the money in place. You've got this Bromas project that's looking potentially like it's going to yield something of value. What sort of timescales do we have for the next bit of news regarding the assays and all the rest you're going to do on the project?
Sure. So, well, look, there's a few things here that could happen at Bromas. At Bromas, we've got one more hole to complete. So, you know, we'll be interested to see what we can see visually, just on basic visual inspection from that hole. Then we have all the cores are going in for assay. Assays, look, they take as long as they take, you know, sort of
right,
maybe
okay.
4 weeks, but it could be longer, it could be shorter.
Yeah.
Just depends on how busy the labs are. The other thing that we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing downhole EM, which is in essence a way of, you know, we stick a device down these holes that have been completed, and we essentially have a look around to see, well, where is these mineralized structures, which way are they pointing and where are they going, to try and get a better 3D view of what might be there. And that helps you determine, you know, how you might do some follow-up drilling. If, you know, if follow-up drilling is justified, you'd need to see something in the assays to justify the follow-up drilling.
Okie dokie. So with regards to that then, the assays, potential drill, what sort of costings have you estimated thus far relating to this piece of work?
this piece of work, I think we've come in slightly under budget. Actually, I can't, off the top of my head, I can't remember the exact number that we plan to spend on this. But I think it was a, you know, it wasn't a large amount. Where the amounts get large is if we do start to, if we do actually find something here that, you know, of value, then you really need to start drilling these things out aggressively, and that's where the big money comes in. That would be the next step. But look, at the moment, we're sitting on £1.2 million.
Yeah, of course, got plenty of cash.
Nearly £1.2 million in cash, and we have another program coming up at Ernest Giles.
Yes,
and that's a program drilling for gold, and that's going to consume a little bit of that cash.
Yeah.
But look, we're very well funded here. You know, for the next 6 months. It really comes down to question if we do have some serious results coming out of Bromas, then we need to you know, then it will be all hands on deck, and we'll have to engage in some more aggressive drilling programs. But at that point, you know, the share price would be a lot higher if we do.
Of course,
actually,
it would. Yeah. No, I mean, that's excellent news and timing in a sense of what's been happening year to date with nickel prices as well. Given the fact that it's at such a low and it's come, you know, accelerated, you know, much higher over the last 3 months.
Yeah, you're right, Peter, and that's why, you know, we are, you know, and that's why we are, you know, pursuing the strategy that we are, is because we believe that we are at or near the bottom of the commodity cycle, and, you know, we hope that we're past the bottom now in nickel, and it certainly feels as though we're past the bottom in the precious metals and gold specifically. And so, you know, we're going out and, you know, trying to make the most of it for our shareholders, because, you know, we think this is the time to be investing in both the grassroots exploration and also looking at external opportunities, and we continue to look at external opportunities.
That takes me straight into my next question I was going to ask you regarding your previous conversations with the team and also with Mining Maven. And in a sense, the team has got quite an aggressive sort of viewpoint that, you know, we could go out and pick up some new projects at quite reduced prices given the time in the cycle. Is that something that's definitely still on the cards?
Definitely, yes. Yeah, we're actively looking at a few things right now. And, you know, obviously, given the nature of trying to do deals, that doesn't mean everything pulls off. But,
of course, yeah.
You know, we are definitely working our way through things and always looking at new opportunities. So we're definitely of that mindset where we would hope to complete at least one, you know, major transaction by the end of the year.
Excellent news. So given that you're looking for quite a sizable deposit regarding the Ernest Giles, I'll get that correct, and also the Brommas project. The likelihood is, I think you mentioned last time, that you were looking to add to your team going forward as well?
Yes, well, we're thinking about adding another independent non-executive director. There's a couple of people who work for us on a contract basis, very good people on the geology side and on the field work side. And look, if things start to really go in the right direction, then we'd be trying to beef up that team pretty quickly. We'll just wait and see, what the results are that we get back at Brommas, and we'll also see how the initial campaign goes at Ernest Giles before we start committing to spending too much money.
Okie dokie. So just to conclude then, everything's on the front foot. Gretland Go is going forward with both projects simultaneously, in a sense of doing the work. So in theory then, if we're in August now, by October we should be looking at further news from Gretland. Would you say that's fair?
Oh, look, I think we'll have further news from Brommas certainly in September. No question.
Okay.
And Ernest Giles, there'll be more news when we actually we'll let people know when we do begin drilling.
Yeah.
We released an announcement the other day that we're waiting for the approval from the WA, from the Western Australian government at the moment.
Yes, you did, yeah.
Hopefully we'll get that in September and let everyone know about that. And look, the Ernest Giles program could take a little bit of time, that drilling, because it's a fairly ambitious program, so we'll probably have news flow from that coming in October, November, maybe December, depending on how it goes.
Because I think the last conversation we had, you were looking potentially at scaling up and scaling up to the point where you could have a sizable project going towards over 5 million ounces there, if that's what I last heard.
Yeah, well, look, that's an exploration target. Based on Ernest Giles, if we back up for a sec, that's a greenstone belt. It's a very unexplored greenstone belt. There are very similar greenstone belts in other parts of Western Australia that are, at least from a geological perspective, they're relatively nearby. And look, there've been several 5 million ounce, gold camps established in those greenstone belts. So. That's a conceptual target, not I will be there tomorrow.
I understand that.
That's what we would hope is there, and that's why we're spending the money to test that idea.
Indeed, and you've also got some sizable companies nearby that have done and found good assets there as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so the greenstone belts are the lifeblood of the Western Australian gold industry. I mean, that's where all the gold is. I think virtually all the gold is hosted in the greenstone belts, and we're sitting on top of a large portion of one that's never really been explored to any great degree.
Excellent. Now, I've covered my questions regarding the Brommas project and Gretland Gold, Gervaise. I don't know if there's anything you wanted to add, just to encapsulate the sentiment regarding the company at the moment from PIs and potential investors.
No, look, I think that captures it. We're very pleased with the way things are going, and we'll be delivering more news flow as soon as we can.
Excellent. Right, Gervaise, thank you ever so much regarding this interview regarding Gretland Gold. We're going to move swiftly on now and talk about the other company that you're involved with, and you've got a role with Thor Mining, and they've released some very interesting news this morning regarding the drill program and the widening of resource close to the Polly Hill mine.
Yes, well, that's right. So Thor is another exciting story. I mean, there's a very significant asset there in the Molly Hill deposit. It's a significant tungsten deposit. There's been a lot of work done on it, a lot of money spent on it to define up the resource. There was a full feasibility study done on the resource, which produced good outcomes. But look, Molly Hill is a deposit that has been criticised by many as having a mine life that's a bit too short. And what we are trying to do with this campaign is to try and identify the possibility of there being near-surface satellite tungsten deposits near the main Molly Hill deposit that we could, in essence, develop up and establish a resource for, and then include them in the mine plan. And if we are successful in finding more satellite tungsten deposits nearby Molly Hill, then that really changes the economics of Molly Hill for the better, because that's, if we can just extend that mine life by a few more years from near surface material, then the economics improve dramatically.
Yeah, because it's currently got a 6-year mine life, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Right, so you've got a 50-hole drill program, and if that becomes positive, you should be able to push that out to 8+, maybe.
Yeah, so I guess it's worth explaining to investors what this drill program is. It's not a traditional drill program in the sense that we're not drilling, we're not doing RC drilling or diamond drilling, where we're drilling to great depths and establishing, you know, how many meters of resource are there. What we're doing here is we're using air core drilling, which is a very cheap style of drilling. We're using that to basically just permeate the sands that overlay the rock, and then grab hold of a couple of meters worth of the rock that sits below those sands. And so we can test that rock and see, look, is there tungsten in it? And if there is tungsten in it to grade that makes sense, then we can follow up with a more traditional drilling program, probably an RC drilling program, and that would be more expensive program than this $100,000, to actually then sort of start outlining a resource. So this is a little bit like soil sampling, except that because there's sand sitting over the soil, you can't actually sample the soil. You've got to drill down through the sands and then, in effect, grab the rock that's sitting under the sands and then have a look at it, basically, and see, look, is this worth further exploration? We're hoping it is, because the areas we're going after, there are similar, anomalies that we're seeing in those areas from a magnetic perspective as to what was seen with the original Molly Hill thing. So, we're hoping that we're moving along the right track here. But this is an important thing for Thor to be doing.
No, absolutely, and I'm grateful that you explained that the low cost program, which is just under $100,000, is the reason why, regards to the air core drilling that you're doing instead of the other aspects of it. Now, with regards to that, you're going to do that in August, August. So that's going to cover several weeks. Then, if that's successful and you get the grades that you wish, what have you got any estimates regarding the RC drill program that may then follow, and time frame and cost?
Well, look, it very much depends on what we find. If we find nothing, then there won't be an RC drill program.
Of course.
On the other hand, if we find one or two high grade targets, then there could be quite a comprehensive RC drilling program. But look, it's all, we'll just have to wait and see what we get before we get too excited. And then, the geologists will need to decide what's the best way to follow this up and what's the most, cost-effective way to follow up any good results that we get from this campaign.
Absolutely. I mean, I was looking at the comments by your executive chairman, Mike Billing, this morning, and he said the improvements in price combined with the renewed interest in the sector lead us to believe that now is the ideal time to assess these exciting targets as we move to the next phase, Molly Hill, with renewed vigour. And also, as I said, with the nickel prices earlier, tungsten seems to be have found a base as well, and you guys seem to have timed that relatively well as well, the cycle.
No, absolutely. Look, I think Mick's made a great call here. He's an old hand in the industry. He's seen the cycles and understands the dynamics of the industry very well. He's acutely aware of the economics of the project and how those economics might be improved by, a successful campaign to drill out, these satellite deposits. So, it's an exciting project to try and advance, and I want to emphasise to people that I think this Molly Hill deposit is it is a valuable thing that's been established. I mean, the company spent $13 million on it, getting it this far already, but if Thor's able to prove up additional resources, then this could become a very valuable deposit, very valuable resource.
Well, it appears that investors are getting excited and are finally putting some value onto Thor. The share price is up at the moment in the UK at 18%. Now, given the amount of money that's previously been spent and looked at the company, it would appear that Thor at this present time in the cycle is significantly undervalued. So there is time yet for people to fully value this company, do you think?
Well, yes. I mean, you just sort of look at how much money has been spent, and then you compare that to the current market cap. I mean, you're certainly buying the company at a discount to the capital that's already been spent on this project.
Indeed.
Look, people need to make up their own mind
Of
about what
course.
this is worth. But and people should have a look at the definitive feasibility study that was completed, or some of the releases regarding that, to get a sense of the numbers. But look, it's I think it's a very interesting opportunity, and the stock has been, I believe the stock's been very depressed, as have many of the stocks in this in the base and niche metal areas.
Yeah, especially with tungsten doing what it would, has done for the last 2 years. Now, Gervais, you've got some cash coming into the coffers potentially next year. I think at the last count, you've got an additional 1.5 coming in.
That's right, 1.5 million Australian
Australian
dollars.
dollars, yeah.
Okay. So just
Sorry.
under £1 million. Yep.
So, with regards to that, is that with regards to the spending of that next year and plans for that, is that a look at additional tungsten assets that are depressed, or is that going to be looking at investing within the assets that you've got already to firm the valuation up of those assets.
Well, look, Thor is, I think, is taking the approach that it wants to push ahead with the existing projects, so with Molly Hill and also with Pilot Mountain, which is in Nevada. But look, Thor is also actively looking at external opportunities. There's a couple in tungsten recently that I know Mick has been looking at, one of which is particularly interesting. But then also, there are other opportunities that come along. So, yeah, look, I don't want to commit us as to how that money that's coming in will be spent. It's a significant amount of money, but it's a great base, particularly given, the way things are still depressed, to take advantage of, what's going on.
Indeed. Right. I'm sorry to have pressed you on that one.
Right.
I was going to ask, with regards to Thor, you guys have put together quite a significant team there, and obviously Mike's very, very experienced, and you're very well connected. So that I was just going to touch a little bit on. Can you say which countries that you're looking at? Obviously, you're in Nevada, in Australia. Are you looking at the same countries? Is that without pushing too far?
It's a good question, but not a question I'm going to answer. Let's just say that we're open to ideas in all developed nations and
Yeah.
few of the developing nations, but we're still mindful of political risk and all the usual geopolitical issues. But look, we're very open-minded as to where we do business.
Yeah. Okay. I think the last point I wanted to make was that obviously China and certain countries have got strategic value in keeping tungsten prices at a certain level. Are you happy with what's going on now with certain mines being shut down because they're not following environmental practices and stuff?
Yeah, it's always hard to get a read on what's actually occurring in China. I mean, China has a quota, and then there's still people producing above the quota, and
Illegal mining and stuff, yeah.
they shut certain people down, but then other people keep going, and it's a real political balancing act, I think, for the Chinese. They would probably like a lot of the smaller operators to shut down, but then they're also a little bit worried that if they do shut some of them down, maybe there's some political backlash, because a lot of these people who work in these mines, they don't have a lot of other options in life. So it's a bit of a balancing act, but your point is valid, which is, I think, China has an interest in not letting the tungsten price fall through the floor, let's put it that way. Because it is they are not only a major consumer, but they are a major producer,
Of course,
because they are the largest producer of tungsten.
Gervais, I've covered all my questions. I didn't know if there's anything else you wanted to round off with. I'm not going to press you any further regarding sensitive information. So I just wanted to clarify, is there anything else you wanted to add regarding this interview and for potential and current investors of Thor?
No, look, I think that's great. I think we can just round it off there.
All right, Gervais, thank you ever so much for your time. I look forward to speaking with you again soon and bringing us further news regarding Thor and also Gretlin Gold.
Yes, look, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Take care. God bless.
Thank you, Peter.